And as Buck mentioned earlier, we're thrilled to be joined by, of course, our good friend Michael Monroe, and also by somebody that almost, particularly if you listen to this station or some other independent radio stations, needs no introduction, and that's Claudia Schmidt. Welcome to both of you. Nice to have you here. Happy New Year.
Yeah, same to you.
Hi.
Now, you need to get a little closer to that mic, Claudia.
Okay.
There you go. Perfect.
Right.
Perfect. First of all, welcome. You have Kathy on the... We do a little feature in the morning on the radio or on the morning show talking about what's going to come up, and she asked if you'd ever been on, and I'm sorry, I didn't remember that you had been on our program, these many years ago now.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Quite that was back ago. When we were in our other studio.
Yeah, it was in this century, but yeah.
But. Just barely, though. I think you mentioned a debate, so that probably puts it back around 2000. But nice to have you here.
Thanks.
And I want to remind folks again that you and Michael are going to be appearing tonight at your home, Michael.
Yep, at my house.
Part of the Log Cabin Concert Series, both tonight and tomorrow night, and kicking off at about 8 o'clock. Now, I'm assuming that everything for tonight has probably been sold or no?
Well, we actually have a few seats tonight.
Oh, you do?
If people want to call Deborah, she's there at home, and they can call her at 218-387-2919 if they want tickets. And we could probably squeeze in a couple people tomorrow. Tomorrow's a lot fuller,
I suppose.
We'd love to have more people.
Great. Now, how about, and just so that people know, how about for, what would that be, Sunday and Monday?
Sunday and Monday.
For Michael?
Sunday, we have a few seats left, and Monday, I'm sure Deborah could... figure something out. We've been thinking about like hanging people from the rafters because we have really strong rafters.
Yeah, yeah. But the key would be how you would suspend them, of course. And
harnesses.
Yeah. But we're comfortably full right now. But if you really want to come, please give us a call.
Well, great.
Yeah.
And once again, and as we go on, we'll give that number again so people can give it a call. But I was reading, one of the fun things about being able to do this live music like this, particularly where we have a little bit more time than we normally have, is we get to hear a lot more music. Not that we don't want to talk to you both, but that is, after all, why you have instruments in your hands.
Yes.
Yeah. But at any rate, I read today, Claudia, that you have now been performing for over 30 years. That doesn't seem possible.
Almost 40, actually.
Almost 40. Yeah, you're catching up with Michael then.
Yeah. One doesn't catch up. One just keeps pace.
Yeah. That's a long time to be throwing music out in front of people. And I was on your website. I looked at your calendar. You're still as busy, maybe busier than you have been in a long time.
I am rocking. It's great. It's really great. I've never loved what I do more. I'm amazed and grateful.
And do you know why that is? Or is it just because...
I have no other job skills.
You better love it because it's the only thing you know how to do. Well, for those of us who have been fans for a long time, we're glad that's true.
Thanks.
We'll talk some more, but what are you going to start off with?
You want to start, Claudia?
Sure. I'm so happy to be hanging out with people who actually are excited talking about snow. I mean, this is so great.
That's right, because you're a full-time resident of Minnesota now.
I am, but I lived in Northern Michigan, you know, for a long time
right.
before that.
But Michigan native, are you?
It's amazing how, come November, December, the first snow hits, the first icy stuff, and it just always cracks me up that people who grew up around here just, they act all outraged, like they're betrayed or something, you know? It's like, how could this happen? So I thought I would, in your honor, do a beautiful Billy Ed Wheeler song that I hadn't thought about in a while, but it just popped into my head here while I was listening to you guys talk, called Winter Sky. Out on the winter sky, out under the winter sky, stars come trembling to my stars to tremble my eyes. And I feel like something's gonna die. I feel like something's gonna die. I feel like something's gonna die. Hand me wings for to fly, for to fly. And high is heaven in early morn. High is heaven in early morn. People lie sleeping in beds that are warm. Sleeping beds that are warm, that are warm. Ooh. Ooh. And I feel like something's being born. I feel like something's being born. I feel like tells my soul not to mourn.
Wow,
that is something.
Wow,
how do you grab that first note? I mean,
years of practice.
Yeah,
that would be scary to me.
I mean, it's
grab
not always necessarily the exact same note every time, but uh-huh. I sort of have a ballpark idea of where I have to go on either end. So, yeah, that's all about. I mean, you have to know where you're going. That's the thing about music.
But I was thinking, boy, that's courage to start off your first number without any instrumentation, and then
what do you mean? That's the instrument.
Well,
it's the original wind instrument.
I understand that, Claudia. I understand that.
It's something that we don't have.
We don't play that instrument.
No. So thank God we don't.
That was beautiful.
I love that last surprise note.
Ah, the pickety third there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If you're just joining us, and even if you're not, we're visiting with Claudia Schmidt and Michael Monroe, who will both be appearing tonight and tomorrow night at Michael's home up on County Road 7 and Pike, also known as Pike Lake Road, for the log cabin concerts. Michael, I was reading some stuff about you today, and maybe I misunderstood this, but I thought I read that your first paid performance was in front of 4,000 people.
Yes.
Is that true?
It's true.
Tell us about that.
I was scared out of my mind.
Oh, my God. I can't.
Yeah. I was just... I went 1 year to college and quickly learned that was not for me. And that next summer was playing in New Jersey at a coffee house. And somebody came to my college and they were looking for people to volunteer for this coffee house. And so I thought, that sounds like fun. I hadn't spent any time by the ocean.
It's better than freshman English.
Yeah. Oh, God. Both my father and my sister were English teachers, and it just did not take for me at all. But playing the coffee house, and this big festival was going to happen, and they asked me if I'd play, and I said, okay. And it was a great learning experience, because I was playing the song You've Got a Friend by James Taylor, and there's this bridge part that happens, you know, where you just, everything changes. And I got to the bridge part, and I was operating totally on, it wasn't adrenaline, it was just, I was on automatic, because my brain was going, I can't believe this is happening. Yeah. And I got to that bridge part, and I stopped, I just froze, and everybody started applauding, because they couldn't remember how the song ended. And I said, thank you very much, and was off the stage, and I learned that you can, if you don't like tell people you made a huge mistake, you can kind of float through it and
absolutely
survive the experience.
Good life lesson all around.
Yes. Absolutely. That's what Sue used to tell us, you know, when we were in a play. She said, if you make a mistake, don't worry about it.
Yes.
The audience doesn't know the script.
Right.
So, that's great. That's an amazing story, though. 4,000 people on your first paid gig.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it made me really want to do it, too, because I'd never played through a huge sound system like that. I sounded like God. I mean, to me, you know, it's just so huge.
Yeah.
It just kind of sold me on the whole experience.
Where did you go to college?
Bethel.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Now, how did you, and I want to hear something from you too, but how did you wind up from Bethel to on the East Coast for playing coffee houses?
Well, this guy came and he was talking about the outreach stuff that they were doing, and I was very into that at the time. So I thought, this is perfect. I can just jump right into doing something I want to do and believe in and play music too. The funny thing was, I when I signed up and filled out the stuff, I was saying I was a musician and I was going to, you know, play at the coffee house. Well, when I got there, none of that translated. I was washing dishes.
Oh, I'm sorry. So I thought you said I get to play.
Yeah, so I had to beg to play, and then once I did that, I didn't have to do dishes anymore.
Yeah. That's all right. It makes you appreciate
you
the playing a lot
calluses.
More.
Don't
you? Yeah, right.
Yeah. What are you going to start with?
Well, I'm going to play something on this wonderful little instrument that David Seaton built for me. Switching mics here. Oh, that sounds different. You have the good mic.
Yes, we do.
Man. Yeah. David built this sweet little ukulele out of birch that my dad gave him before he died. Dad was cleaning out the shop and said maybe David would like some of this wood, and I brought it to David. I forgot about it, and like 8 years later, David put this on my back doorstep with a case that was too small for it, so the headstock was sticking out. It looked like an abandoned baby on my doorstep, and I picked it up and started playing, and just fell in love with the sound of it. And I was playing just one song on it for the last year, and then I just wrote one that is kind of funny, because it's called Time to Get Away, and it's about getting away to the cabin or to the lake and getting out of the city and enjoying your life. And so for me, living in Grand Marais, Time to Get Away is going to Texas this time of year, which we are going to do.
Ah.
Here we go. Well, it was getting to be too much, responsibilities and such. I was feeling way out of touch, like everybody was speaking Dutch. I was looking for a hideaway, a place where I could take time to play. I need more than a minute to myself today. I need time to get away. It's high time I find a way to ease my mind. I'm gonna take some time to get away. Time to get away. Time to get away. Time to get away. from the city, a little place by the lake, where the sunsets are pretty, and I can hear the breeze in the trees when I wake. A hammock in the front yard, around the fire in the backyard. If it's raining, we can play cards. You know it can't be that hard to find time to get away. It's high time I find a way to ease my mind. I'm gonna take some time, time to get away. Time to get away. Time to get away. Time to get away. Well, they've been calling on my telephone, texting on my cell phone. I got 100 emails. I'm heading to a deadline, standing in a long line, traffic moving like snails. I'm hanging on for dear life. Is this really real life? You know what I need? Time to get away. It's high time I find a way. A way to ease my mind. I'm gonna take some time for myself to find. Time to chill, unwind, far away from the grind. And I'm feeling fine. Time to get away. 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 Time to get away.
Michael Monroe backed up by Claudia Schmidt.
You sang the exact parts that I put on the CD.
Really? Yes. Ooh, I got goosebumps on that.
That was cool. Fun. Thanks for joining in on that.
That was great. That was great. Did you just write that not too long ago?
Yeah, just 2 weeks ago.
Oh, great. Yeah. Are you working on another CD? Or
I have it all. We already sent it in fact, to be duplicated. But it's a compilation CD with two new songs on it, great. And another one. The rest of them are all songs about going up to the cabin, being in Grand Marais, enjoying the nature and
cool
the time off kind of songs.
Speaking of CDs, did I read you have now recorded, starting with your first self-titled CD, like 18?
I don't know, 16 maybe, I don't know.
16, wow. Somewhere
my own. And
you did one this past year.
Two, actually.
Oh, two.
I might have to catch you guys up, because you probably got the one from Red House, but I did a new one with my friend Sally Rogers that came out. That's self-produced, so you probably don't have a copy of that.
I don't think so.
So I'll have to be sure I leave one with you.
Oh, yeah.
Today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, you do almost all original stuff.
When I'm doing my solo kind of folk-based stuff, it's mostly. But then, you know, when I the rest of my other side of... my other persona is, when I get the chance, I'm a full-blown jazz singer as well. So, so I cover a lot of standards as well, that sort of thing, when I get the chance.
So do you still write as much as you used to?
Oh, I'm writing even more.
You are?
Yeah, this past year's been a real great year for writing. In fact, I had put out that two new CDs last year, and I mean, I've got another CD's worth of material ready to go when the...
When you're traveling as much as you are...
great time to write.
It is, huh?
Yeah, being in the car. Most of my traveling is by car, and it's kind of like a moving meditation.
Now, you know, they have laws now that you can't text while you drive. Nothing about writing while you drive, though, apparently.
No, that's right. Yeah.
We're visiting with Claudia Schmidt along with Michael Monroe, who are in studio. It probably isn't an unusual combination, doing folk and jazz. But which came first, or did either one?
You know, it's funny because they sort of, I mean, I grew up singing in choirs. I grew up in a small town in Michigan, and I just loved to sing. I was in my first choir when I was 4 years old, you know, cherub choir at church. And so I came into adolescence, and I got a guitar, for a Christmas present when I was about 16. And so I started writing songs right away. And so kind of in the folk end of things. But at the same time, I lived near Detroit. And we had CKLW. And I remember hearing Lenny Welch sing Since I Fell for You, which was like a life-changing song, which I ended up recording on my first album I ever did back in 79. So it was like a lot of stuff coming in at once. And the thing I could move with and, you know, kind of do a living with by myself, of course, was the more folk-based stuff. And so then I got a dulcimer, and that sort of lends itself to folk stuff.
Right.
But I've always felt comfortable moving between the worlds. I've had an easier time of it than the critics have, you know. I see no problem with it, you know.
As a matter of fact, as opposed to being, and you know, I guess like everybody else, I really don't like the labels, although it kind of does help sometimes to describe something. But as opposed to being a singer-songwriter or a jazz singer, you've described yourself as a creative noisemaker.
Yes, trying to transcend those categories. Actually, I remember it being in a little community radio station at Bellevue Community College in Washington, and we were talking about the whole thing of categories and just how frustrating it is and mm-hmm. what bin are you in, you know, that kind of thing. And so... while I was talking, the DJ kind of grabbed, it was like a real dog-eared copy of my first album that came out in 79, self-titled, you know, and by one of the songs, it said, it was handwritten, somebody had written in, weird, but good. So we decided that was the bin. That's my bin of choice. Yeah.
Did you ever think that'd be a great CD title? Weird, but good. It's about 20 minutes before the hour of 6. You're at the Roadhouse along with Buck Benson and Bob Carter and our guests this evening, Claudia Schmidt and Michael Monroe. What are you going to do for us next, Claudia?
Well, I think I will grab my dulcimer here and do a little number on it. We didn't do any kind of a check. I guess you can get a good enough signal in it.
You bet. Did you write that?
Yeah.
Now, that was unusual because the song was kind of in the folk, what I would call the folk tradition, but you threw a little scat in there with it.
Yes, my folks gat. That's how I'm bridging the worlds, straddling the worlds.
Oh, it's great.
And it's in five. That's a real common. Yeah. So.
It was great.
How do you decide when you got a song in your mind, whether you're going to pull out the dulcimer or you're going to grab your 12-string guitar? Or...
You know, it's really funny. I don't know. I don't know how I know.
Could you do that same song with your guitar? I mean, could you?
I probably wouldn't.
Yeah,
I probably wouldn't. I mean, if I push came to shove, I would, but it really has a personality. Mm-hmm. You know, the way symphonies are in certain keys, and you're not going to do, Beethoven's concerto in D and B flat. You know, it's not going to happen. The songs are, I mean, they're just meant to be a certain way.
So it's just kind of your intuition, your song intuition, musical.
Mm-hmm. Right, or whether it's going to be a cappella versus with an instrument, that sort of thing. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, it's an intuitive thing.
No, that was great. That was wonderful. How long have you been playing the dulcimer? A long time?
Yeah, I probably got my first dulcimer when I was 18, 19.
Mm. And as far as difficulty, is it?
Dulcimer is the easiest instrument.
Really?
Yeah, I always tell people like who are thinking about. Well, I play it in a more complicated way, but I mean, it's like life. You can make it as complicated as you like, but at its basis, I tell people who are thinking about an instrument, a dulcimer is really great because you play it, it's in an open tuning, and given that, you can't make a bad note on it. So it's really a very forgiving instrument to...
You've never heard Buck or I play it.
Well, so, I'm telling you.
I'm telling you. And you don't want us either. Not only would we sound bad, we might ruin your dulcimer. That was great.
The play between your voice and the instrument on that last song was really complicated. It made me wonder, were you driving when you thought of the lyric and the melody of that one? Or did you have to write it with the dulcimer?
One. Yeah, I don't.
Because it's so interwoven. It's really wonderful.
Yeah. I think it's just from doing it so much, from many times. Yeah.
And when you write, in fact, I'm going to ask Michael Yuta, I'm sure I've asked you this before, but I'll ask it to you again, but ask Claudia first. When you write music, do you write the music first? Do you write the words? And then think, wow, I wonder if I can come up with a tune for those words.
Again, there's no formula for me. Yeah. So sometimes a riff will start the flow of things. Mm-hmm. A lot of times for me, it'll be some visual image that I see. That's why traveling, I think, is so good because you've got all this visual stimulus coming in. So some kind of visual thing will sort of lock in and kind of open it's like a portal, you know, to something. And sometimes that's it. It's just a matter of kind of trying to be receptive, period.
Be open to it.
Mm-hmm.
How about you, Michael? Do you find one or the other? Do you write one or the other first?
You know, it's been different every time for me, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And some of my favorite songs I've written happen really fast too. If like when you say that portal opens, if you can stay open for a while and just drink it in, then it all just kind of happens, and then you do the fine tuning later.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. What are you going to do for us?
I'm going to do a song that I wrote.
Hey, good choice.
Let's see. Get organized here. This is one I played last year that was inspired by many people telling me about people coming together after not being together. It's particularly a parent and a child. And Michael Johnson just had that experience, and that kind of sparked the feeling of it. And I've talked to a lot of people, whether it be divorce or adoption or whatever happened, and then the reunion that happens later when you find out who that person is that was your parent or your child. And and it's called Did You Ever Think of Me? I've tried to imagine who you are, where you are, What were you feeling the day that I was born? Somehow you slipped away, and I lost you before I knew your face. I lost my place. Now don't get me wrong, I'm not blaming you. I know that there was nothing you could do when she chose to go. And I have a good life, full of laughter, full of love, and still I need to know. Did you ever think of me over all these years? And did you ever want to see the me that I've become? I'm not asking you to change or rearrange your life, but do you ever think of me when I'm thinking of you? Well, it's true, you never knew the father who was singing in a new town most every night, always moving on. But you found your own voice, strong and truly knowing who you are. You found your song. On the phone, out of the blue, you're asking the question I'm asking you. Did you ever think of me over all these years? And did you ever want to see the me that I've become? I'm not asking you to change or rearrange your life, but do you ever think of me when I'm thinking of you? Do you ever think of me when I'm thinking of you?
Sweet. Michael Johnson on the Roadhouse, or Michael Monroe. I think I probably said this the last time you sang that on this program, but I think that's one of the best things you've ever done.
Thanks, man.
That really is special.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, it really is. Thank you for doing it. I'm just really grateful that you found time to be able to come down here before the gig.
Well, yeah, it was a busy schedule coming up here to Grand Marais.
It's a pressure cooker, isn't it? I'm going to come back to you, Claudia, but I was reading again today, Michael, about you, and somebody called you once. Here it is. A rich voiced eco folky. What the heck?
Eco folky?
Yeah.
I think that came from the time my solar powered studio.
Oh, okay.
And then I was doing shows bringing a solar trailer around and wanting, at the time, people were still skeptical of solar power. And so I would bring that out and show them I could do a whole show and be loud and using solar power. And so I'd talk about the studio and living off the grid, which we did for about 11 years.
Up in Hovland.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And my studio is still solar powered.
Even though you're now currently on the grid. So people can realize that if they do come out, they can turn the light on or something.
Yeah. Yeah, we buy wind power from the local power company, and which is a great thing people can do if they want to be a little bit more green. You can support that ecostructure, you know, that infrastructure.
Yeah. And do you do ever any more your concerts or your gigs at all with solar?
I haven't been because I started running into the places where I was playing had solar power, like the Minnesota or the zoo in Duluth. I was running on solar there, and so I didn't bring the trailer. And then some of the environmental learning sensors I've been playing are also solar powered. So it's kind of like preaching to the choir after a while. I permanently mounted the mobile unit that I have on the studio that I have now.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
That's what you're doing.
Yeah.
Claudia, you mentioned earlier that you used to live in Michigan, in fact, Michigan native, I think, that you'd made the move to Minnesota about a year and a half ago. Can you tell us why? What prompted that?
Yeah, well, I mean, I'd lived a lot of places between growing up in Michigan and getting back to Michigan. There was that period in the 90s where I lived on an island in the middle of Lake Michigan called Beaver Island, and my ex-husband and I ran a bed and breakfast and a restaurant, and actually the bed and breakfast was solar powered. So
cool.
We had a whole kind of experience with that as well. Then I moved to Traverse City from the island. The island's like 32 miles out. It was very remote, and just kind of needed to be a little more in the middle of things. You know, it's beautiful where I was living, but really far from everything. And I felt like I needed a little culture infusion. So yeah, right. So I didn't become an ICO folky.
No, when you were on the island, were you performing then?
I still was, but it was kind of in this weird overachiever phase where we were, it was trying to do everything. And
that
it
had to
ridiculous.
Be very difficult. Yeah. I mean, forget the fact that you're 32 miles from wherever,
right?
But just running a B&B, and then finding
and then a restaurant, And it was expensive to get back and forth from the island, and it was an experiment. A lot happened. I don't regret doing it. A lot happened in that time. That's pretty cool.
But again, the move to Minneapolis was...
I had a lot of history there. You know, I've been going to play there since the mid-70s, you know, when I was really first performing. And so I have a lot of people, friends, old friends, and musical colleagues. And
well, that's right. You used to be on Prairie Home Companion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And did some stuff. In fact, I read also that you've done some writing for musical theater.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Yeah. I'm in the middle, actually, right now we're trying to get it off the ground. I'm writing music for a musical about Amelia Earhart right now.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
That would be great.
Pretty excited about that.
Is that difficult to, was that a pun?
Yeah, it was.
To get it off the ground? Mm-hmm. I just, it went way over and came back.
Good, yeah.
Out one ear and in the other. Right.
Very good. Very good. So what are you going to do for us now?
Oh, well, let's see. I think I'll do one. Let's see if it's too far out of tune. This is the 12 string. Not too many people are traveling around playing a 12-string guitar in an Appalachian mountain dulcimer.
No.
Almost there. Broken pieces all are gathered. Things quietly waiting to mend. In every corner that pain demands, until it's timely end. If all goes well, if all goes well, we will find the strength to make them whole again. If we will open up
whisper blessings each time we cross. Mend what we can, and with the rest, accept inevitable loss. Leave all those well. If all if all goes well, if all goes well, if all goes well, ooh, ooh, ooh,
Claudia Schmidt here at the Roadhouse. That was wonderful. Thanks for doing that.
Thanks.
When did you write that?
About 3 years ago, right around this time of year, actually, kind of transitioning into the new year. Big transition in my life. It ended up on a CD called Promising Sky, which was kind of on the other end of If All Goes Well over the course of a period of time I was writing music. So, yeah. You probably don't have that one either. I'll have to make sure
I wouldn't be not too sure of that. We have a lot of yours. I'm assuming that a lot of what you write comes out of your own personal experience.
It's a combination, really. The personal experience authenticates what I'm writing. Uh-huh. So I don't write so much autobiographical stuff, but there's a piece of the personal that ends up in it. I'm not a confessional songwriter. I mean, that's one kind of singer-songwriter thing that it's never really been my thing. But there's got to be something there that kind of that you can claim, you know?
Sure.
That,
sure.
Yeah. So that's more what it's about. Yeah.
I see. You, sir?
Yes.
Do you have something more for us?
Sure.
Now, you guys are going to do one together, too,
yeah,
right?
We have time for both?
Sure, you bet. Yeah, that'd be great.
Let's see. Serious or funny?
Yep.
That means funny.
Funny you should say that.
I heard this song as a trailer during the credits in a movie that was called Mrs. Henderson Presents. And it was a really wonderful movie. And then this song came on, and I just fell in love with the song. And then when I got the ukulele, I thought that would be perfect for the ukulele. So I had to, like, we had stored it on our DVR thing, and I couldn't remember the name of the movie. So I was going through all this stuff. I finally found it. And it's called The Girl in the Little Green Hat. There's a lake in the park, there's a house by the lake, there's a girl in the house in the park by the lake, and the girl in the house by the lake in the park is the girl in the little green hat. After 8, that's when I've got a date, when the moon's riding high and the stars like the sky, with the girl in the house by the lake in the park, the girl in the little green hat. There's no water in the lake, there's a roof up on the house, no trees is in the park at all. But I'll wait beside the lake, I'll be welcome at the house, she'll meet me at the garden wall. There's a ship on the lake, there's a sailor on the shore, there's a girl in his arms, she's a girl I adore. So goodbye to the house by the lake in the park, and the girl in the little green hat. There's a storm on the lake, there's a ship in the storm, there's a girl on the ship in the storm on the lake, and the girl on the lake on the ship in the storm is the girl in the little green hat. As the ship starts to dip, she is losing her grip, every dip makes her tip, not the girl but the ship, and the girl on the ship has a pip from the trip, the girl in the little green hat. She's been sailing quite enough, she's been clinging to the rail, she's dying to be home once more. Cause the lake is rather rough and the girl is rather pale, she's glad to get her feet on the shore. Ah, she gave up the ship and the captain and his men for a round ticket trip to my arms once again. Now I'm back in the park at the house by the lake with the girl in the little green hat. Yes, I'm back in the park at the house by the lake with the girl in the little green hat.
I'm glad you did the serious one. How do you ever remember the words to that?
Oh my God. I was up at night trying to, no, wait, it's this, then that. And it, yeah. It's confusing and fun.
I can believe
but,
that.
But it's my staving off Alzheimer's plan.
Good idea.
Opening those neural pathways.
Yes.
Good idea. Better than a crossword puzzle.
Yes.
Yeah. We have had the great joy and pleasure of having Michael Monroe and Claudia Schmidt in. I want to thank you both so much for being here.
Well, it's been a treat, always.
Claudia, don't make it so long in between visits.
All right, I'll see you next week. Okay.
And once again, they're appearing tonight and tomorrow night at the Log Cabin Concert Series at Michael's home. If you're interested in tickets, please call 218-387-2919.
Yeah.
And you're going to close with what? What are you going to do together?
We're going to do a traditional song that I first heard Peter Paul and Mary do years ago. It was one of the first songs I learned on guitar because I thought it was easy. It started with just one string or two. But I was wrong. It was hard. I got frustrated. I threw the guitar down. Picked it up a month later, and miraculously, I could play it. So, and I put it on my Winter Song album as well. Peter Paul and Mary called it The Soul, and I call it Nobody Home. Good?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yet, shall we be merry? Hey, ho, nobody home. Soul, a soul, a soul cake. Please, good missus, a soul cake. An apple, a pear, a plum, a cherry. Any good thing to make us all merry. One for Peter, two for Paul, three for him who made us all. God bless the master of this house and the mistress also, and all the little children that around your table grow. The cattle in your stable, the dog by your front door, and all the dwells within your gates, we wish you 10 times more. Soul, a soul, a soul cake, please good missus, a soul cake. An apple, a pear, a plum, a cherry, any good thing to make us all merry. One for Peter, two for Paul, three for him who made us all. Go down into your cellar and see what you can find. If the barrels are not empty, we hope you will be kind. We hope you will be kind with your apple and straw bear. For we'll come no more a soul until this time next year. Soul, a soul, a soul cake. Please, good missus, a soul cake. An apple, a pear, a plum, a cherry. Any good thing to make us all merry. One for Peter, two for Paul, three for him who made us all. The streets are very dirty, my shoes are very thin. I have a little pocket to put a penny in. If you haven't got a penny, a halfpenny will do. If you haven't got a halfpenny, then God bless you. Soul, a soul, a soul cake. Please, good missus, a soul cake. An apple, a pear, a plum, a cherry. Any good thing to make us all merry. One for Peter, two for Paul, three for him who made us all. Hey-ho, nobody home, meat nor dick nor money have I none, yet shall we be wary. Hey-ho, nobody home, hey-ho, nobody home, meat nor dick nor money have I none, yet shall we be merry. Hey-ho, nobody home, hey-ho, nobody home, meat nor dick nor money have I none, yet shall we be merry. Hey-ho, nobody home, hey-ho, nobody home.
Beautiful. beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Michael Monroe and Claudia Schmidt, thank you so much for being here tonight. It was just a delight to have you here.
Thanks, you guys.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too.